到所谓的弟兄，上帝祝福你。
And you guys are doing it without translation, so maybe we don't need translation today. All right, you're able to do it without it. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers during my mom's memorial. Some of you visited, came to worship service, and thank you very much. It was very encouraging to our family. So thank you for your prayers and your comfort for our family.
谢谢你们参加我母亲的追思礼拜，你们的祷告和你们的安慰，是对我是很大的鼓励。
Yeah, with that said, I was thinking, what should I preach? What should I share? Where should I go with this? Because I knew I had to preach this day because Elder Paul asked me a long time ago, and I was thinking, what should I share?
我在想，就是说是追思礼，保罗长老已经跟我提前讲过，就说今天是要我来。到 GCC 来 preach， 我一直在想我应该讲的题目是什么。
I was thinking maybe I should share about Lamentation, the book that talks about how sorrowful and how hurt he is, or even Jeremiah, the prophet, a weeping prophet, who talks about how horribly he has been dealt with.
我在想也可能是应该是讲一些有关于圣经上，就是说是关于忧伤和痛苦的事情。
But the Lord settled on me to come to the book of Philippians, the book of joy.
但是神却带领我去腓立比书，这是一章关于喜乐和平安的篇章。
This is the first message I share after my mom's passing, because the Lord led me to share about joy, not grief, not sorrow, not pain, but the joy that God gives to us in the midst of all the difficulties that life throws at us.
这是我在我母亲过世以后第一次跟大家分享。我要分享的不是痛苦，而是神所带给我们的平安和喜乐。
So let me read Philippians chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
是腓立比书第一章1到2。耶稣基督的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住在腓立比，在耶稣基督里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事。愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Now this is how Apostle Paul begins most of his letters.
这是圣徒保罗在他的书信里面经常的开始的语言。
You can find the pattern in Romans chapter 1 where he gives grace and peace to the people, the church in Rome.
你可以看到他在罗马书里面，他在给罗马的信徒里面也是这样开始的。
You can also find it in 1 and 2 Corinthians, where he offers grace and peace of God to that church. You can find it in Galatians, Ephesians, and Colossians, and Thessalonians, where he says, grace and peace to you in the name of the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ.
在加拉太书、以弗所书、哥罗西书、帖撒罗尼迦前书，他也是从这样开始的，就是说从恩惠、平安从神我们的父。
There's a little change in 1 and 2 Timothy where he says, To Timothy, my genuine child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. There's a little change there where he adds mercy to the two words, grace and peace.
他在那个他在那个 peace 和平上面平安上面加入了这个恩惠在里面。
So what that verse tells me is that when Apostle Paul uses grace and peace, it's not an accident. He's intentionally using those two words to bless the church.
就是使徒保罗在用这两个词的时候，他不是随便的使用了，他是有意的用这两个词来表示恩惠和平安，来祝福教会。
So every letter he writes, he begins with grace and peace to you.
每一封书信他都是用恩惠和平安来开始祝福大家。
Now the format he uses is very familiar format if you were to live at his time.
就是说保罗的书信的格式，如果你是生活在一世纪的时候，是很常见的。
But the distinctiveness is the word grace and peace.
他所不同的是恩惠和平安这两个词。
And generally in the church, when it comes to grace, we define it like this, right? Getting something from God that we don't deserve.
通常我们在解释恩惠的时候是这样解释的，就是说我们得到了一些我们并不配的恩典。
But grace is so much more than that.
就是恩惠是比那个通常的理解会更多。
I want to add depth and the width to the word grace so we have better understanding of that word.
我想给恩惠加一些宽度和深度使我们能够更好地理解恩惠的意义。
In the first century, when you write a letter, there are three words that come in the front. The one who's writing the letter, the one who's receiving the letter, and maybe they'll say something like greetings or good health.
在第一世纪大家写书信的时候经常会有就是说写信的人和收信的人然后是问安或者说好身体。
But Paul follows that general idea, but he replaces greetings with grace, grace, and then he replaces, and then he adds grace to that.
就是说保罗的书信呢也是符合当时一世纪大家通常书信的格式但是他把问安换成了平安然后同时加上了恩惠。
And where does grace and peace come from? From our Father in heaven and through Jesus Christ.
就是说恩惠和平安是从哪里来的是从我们的父神和我们的主耶稣基督而来。
So I think that if you are in the first century and you receive Paul's letter and you see this,happening, then you would go, I wonder why Paul changed this format.
如果在一世纪你收到保罗的书信的话你可能会会感觉到这个为什么保罗使徒保罗会用平安恩惠这两个词来开始他的书信。
The English Bible that I use, ESV, there are 131 usage of the word grace.
我所使用的这个圣经的版本里面有131处使用了恩惠和平安。
Out of 131, 86 of them is mentioned by Apostle Paul.
在这一百三十一处谈到恩惠的时候，八十六次是使徒保罗所使用的。
That's why sometimes he's called the Apostle of Grace.
所以说有时候我们说是使徒保罗是恩惠的使徒。
One of the theologians who passed away, John Stott, says grace is love that cares, stoops, and rescues.
有一个就是说是布道家他说是恩惠就是神降低到我们这个层次来显示出来。
And he says grace is not simply getting something from God that we don't deserve. Certainly that is grace. But grace is an activity of God where it comes from heaven, grabs us and cares for us, sends Jesus Christ so we can have life through him.
就是恩惠是神就是说是派耶稣基督从天上降世于人然后到我们这个层次。然后把我们从灾难死亡里面提拔出来。
A pastor and a writer named Max Lucado says grace is God's best idea. He's destined to ravage a people by love, to rescue passionately, and to restore justly what rivals it. Of all his wondrous work, grace, in my estimation, is the magnum opus.
这是另外一个很有名的布道家对这个恩典的一个解释。他就说这个恩惠应该是神最美好的一个词汇。
So Max Lucado says, God did so many wonderful things. He has created the world, he has created the universe and the mountains, the beauty of Yosemite and Yellowstone, all these things. But among all the things that God has created, the best idea is grace.
就是说神是创造宇宙世界万物所有的事情所有美好的事情但是在所有的最美好的创造里面最好的是恩惠。
Another person said, "Grace is cheerful, happy, well off, to be joyful and to rejoice."
恩惠就是我们很美好的体会。
Something like that, right? Joy is grace of God. Laughter and smile is grace of God, right? Rejoicing is grace of God.Being happy and cheerful is grace of God. When we say life is good, is grace of God.
就是我们的喜乐是神的恩惠，我们的欢笑，我们的所有的一切都是神的恩惠。
One last one, Gerald Hawthorne says, "Grace is the free, spontaneous, unmerited favor of God, and God now stands for them, having acted in grace towards them on the foundation of Christ." Sacrificial demise.
就是恩惠，就是神完全的给我们所不配的，但是他给予了我们。
So grace is so much more than just getting something from God that we don't deserve, but it's the favor of God, it's the joy and the delight of God,
It is unreserved affection for you and for me, and it is experiencing joy and what life was meant to be through God, and that's grace.
就是恩惠不仅仅是就是我们得到了一些，而且是从神来的这种平安喜乐，所有的我们就从神传达给我们。
So with that said, grace and peace to you, my friends.
所以恩惠和平安归于你。
What is peace?In general, in our world, when we say what is peace, people will say absence of conflict, absence of war.
平常我们说平安是什么？平安就是说是没有冲突，没有争议。
If two countries not fighting, there is peace.
如果两个国家没有在彼此交战，那就是有和平。
Husband and wife is not fighting, there is peace.
如果是夫妻之间没有彼此争斗，那就是。
But biblical peace is not absence of conflict.Biblical peace is the presence of God's tranquility, God's peace, God's wholeness, our relationship with God restored. This reconciliation that I experience with God is peace.
就是说在圣经上的一个平安并不仅仅是没有冲突，而是一种和谐，安宁完整和神之间的完完全全的和解。
So in other words, the peace that the Old Testament talks about, shalom, is being fulfilled today.Through Jesus Christ here and now.
就是在旧约里面的平安 Shalom 已经在现在此时此刻得以体现得以实现。
And as far as I can understand, out of all the usage of the word peace in the scriptures that I know, there is only one that is future oriented and rest is all present.
在我所理解的关于平安的这个使用在圣经的使用除了有一处以外是指未来所有的平安的使用都是指现在此时此地。
So in the New Testament, there's a lot of word times where Apostle Paul says peace, 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 peace. In the New Testament, only one time that peace is future-oriented when Jesus Christ comes and consummates that. All the other time, you and I, as followers of Jesus Christ, must experience or should experience here and now, today.
就是在新约里面除了有一处是指未来的平安耶稣基督再来的时候在其他所有当使徒保罗讲到平安的时候他是指此时此刻我们现在每个人都应该体会到这种神同在的平安
So imagine this, Paul is writing this letter from a prison cell. He is chained up, deprived of normal basic essentials. And yet in the midst of this difficult situation he finds himself, he extends prayers of joy, prayers of peace, prayers of favor. And all these good things,to those who are outside the prison cell.
你可以想象就是保罗在写这封书信的时候他是被锁链锁着在罗马的监狱里面他缺少了生活的基本的必需品但他这时候却在这种情况下监狱外面的人体会了出这种平安恩惠和平安。
So think about that. He's not doing too well, physically speaking. Stuck in a cell somewhere for preaching the gospel. He's not getting fed as well as he should.The old prison cell is very different from the United States where you get 3 meals a day. And in the midst of all that difficulty, he looks at those who are outside supposedly free and says, be free, be joyful, find favor, be in God, grace and peace to you.
你可以想象就是保罗在那个时候在一个罗马时期那个监狱里面不是像今天的监狱里面每天还有三餐他的情况是其实是很糟糕的即使在那种情况下他却是向监狱外面这些所谓的有自由的人在向他们传达恩惠与平安的信息。
So when the Bible expresses grace and peace, even though Apostle Paul wrote it, we know that's the word of God. Therefore, it is the activity of God to tell his people to find grace and peace.
在保罗写这个书信的时候其实是恩惠和平安是神的一种表现。
And my friends, I need grace and peace every day.I need somebody to tell me grace and peace every day. I need grace and peace to surround me each day. And every time we express grace and peace, what you're doing is you're joining in with God to bless the people that He loves so much.
朋友们，就说我是需要恩惠和平安，我需要听到恩惠和平安，我需要恩惠和平安来环绕着我。哇，当我们在传达恩惠和平安信息的时候，我们其实在参与神。把这个信息传达给我们周边的人。
So at this time, why don't we turn to the person next to us and say, "Hey, grace and peace to you."
这时候，我们是不是到我们周围的 兄弟姐妹说，恩惠和平安归于你。
Grace and peace. God wants us to enjoy that favor and the grace and peace of God through Jesus Christ. Now in Acts chapter 20, Paul is saying goodbye to the church in Ephesus.
在使徒行传第二十章，保罗要离开以弗所书的兄弟姐妹。
This is a church he served the longest, but there is a time in which he says, I need to move on. God is calling me somewhere else. I need to go. And the entire church is drowning in sadness and in tears.
这个以弗所的教会是保罗所服侍时间最长的一个教会，但是这个时候他因为神的呼召，他要离开，整个教会都沉浸在一种悲伤的气氛之中。
And Paul tells them why he has to go. The God is calling me somewhere else. I need to go there. I know there's danger there. I know it's going to be hard in every city I go to. But God is calling. Therefore, I need to go.
保罗在向他们解释说，《使徒行传》第二十章，就说是他为什么需要离开。虽然他知道前面会有危险，但他要响应神的呼召。
And this is the church that he spent the longest time with than any other church that he planted.
这是他所花费时间最多的一所教会。
And then surrounding this emotion of farewell, he who devoted his life to the church that God has gifted him with, he reveals this hardship that's coming his way.
在这个深情的告别中，保罗通过这个《使徒行传》告诉了大家他前程的艰难，但他还是要前行。
And in verse 24, he says, I do not make my life of any account nor dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I receive from Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God.
使徒行传第二十章二十四节，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
So Paul says, in the midst of all of this, all this difficulty and troubles that I'm going through, I must go and witness to the greatness of who Jesus Christ is, proclaiming the reality of that. In doing so, that's what drives my life to share the gospel.
保罗就是说，在所有的这种虽然前途充满了艰辛，充满了危险，但是由于神的爱的催逼，他还要继续前行。
One time, Paul found himself in a city where they were worshiping all kinds of idols.
有一次，保罗在一个城市里面发觉他不同的人，他们在崇拜别的偶像。
And then he asked the question, "Where does your joy? Where does your happiness? Where does your life come from?"
他们在问，就说你们的幸福的泉泉，你们的存在是从何而来
？And then Paul starts to connect all the goodness that we experience to God.
保罗就开始把我们所看到的说。经历的所有的美好的事物跟神联系在一起。
In essence, he says, "Hey, do you see that beautiful flower? Do you see the birds in the air? Do you see Yosemite? Do you see Yellowstone? These are all goodness of God being showered upon you."
他其实就在说，你有没有看到那些鲜花、那种飞鸟、那种黄石公园和Yosemite 这些所有的美好，都是神向我们展示他的美好。
And he says the ultimate goodness of God in the gospel, right, is the reason why he's there. Because the goodness of God is most beautifully expressed in the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
他在说就是所有的美好都是从神而来，然后耶稣基督死里复活，这是神，这是圣经的主旨，他在这里，要传达的信息。
Okay, now the hard part is done, right? Those are a little technical, and I had to get through that in order to share the next part. So let's go to the fun part now, right? But how do you live that? How do you express grace and peace to other people?
就如果你能活出恩惠和平安。
So number one, you speak grace and peace.
首先你要说出恩惠与平安。
And you may not say grace and peace, but it's expressed through our life, right? So Luke chapter 23:33 says, And when they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him and criminals, one on the right and the other on the left.
他们到了一个地方名叫骷髅地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。
So Jesus is forsaken, he's betrayed, he was sold there by close associate with her kids. He is up there on the cross and he is dying because of the betrayal of the very people he tried to disciple.
就是耶稣基督那时候被人所背叛，那些所他跟他所亲近的人所背叛，他被挂在十字架上。
And in verse 34, Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Who are they? Who are them? Those are the people who ripped garment off of Jesus. Those are the people who nailed the cross on his hand. Those are the people who spat upon him. Those are the people who mocked him. Those are the people who said, if you're really Son of God, come on down, save yourself. Jesus is looking at them and he says, God, they're not doing what, they don't know what they're doing. God, would you forgive them?
就是他们是谁？他们就是那些撕碎他衣服那些人，给他带来痛苦的人，向他唾弃的那些人，然后殴打他的人，把他挂在十字架上那些人。这耶稣基督看着这些人，他在说：神啊，求你饶恕他们。
Grace and peace is needed even for our enemies.
恩惠和平安对我们的敌人来说也是需要的。
My friends, have you been hurt? Have somebody hurt you? Has your heart been crushed by those you trusted the most?
就说朋友们，就你有没有被你所亲近的人所背叛、所伤害？
Imagine being anchored in Jesus and His grace and peace so much that you can look around the people who have hurt you and who have done unthinkable to you and be able to say, "Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they did."
可以设想，就是说，如果你沉浸在耶稣基督的恩惠和平安里面，即使对你有伤害这些人，你也可以对他们说。
Just imagine so much grace of God, so much peace of God in such a way that you look around your workplace, you look around in this church, you look around the very people that exist around you, your family, your in-laws, your friends, and all these people. And obviously when we live together, we hurt each other.
就说你可以试想，就说我们生活在一起，在工作，在生活，在你的配偶，你的家人里面，我们生活彼此会有互相的伤害。
But we are so immersed in the grace and the peace of God, the joy and the favor and the love and the reconciliation of God, that we look at those who have hurt us and be able to say, God, would you forgive them like you have forgiven me? Would you love them like you have loved me? Wouldn't that be nice?
就说是我们沉浸在恩惠和平安里面，我们就可以对伤害我们的人说。神啊，求你饶恕他们，求你把爱带给他们，求你饶恕他们，就像你饶恕了我一样。
I told you before, I love my wife, but there are times where I don't like her.
我告诉你，我很爱我的太太，但是有时候我可能不喜欢她。
I mean, all the husbands will agree, right? Don't raise your hand. I can't raise my hand because my wife knows I share this all the time, right? And I need grace and peace in those moments.
在这些时刻，就是说是。我需要恩惠和平安。
God needs to empower my life in such a way that even in the midst of that intense argument with somebody I love so much, I need grace and peace to override my ego, my pride, so we can both come together and find peace in Jesus Christ.
就是说在那些争执的时刻，我是很需要恩惠和平安，使恩惠和平安环绕着我，使我能够克服我自我和骄傲，能够和妻子达到和平平安。
Now somebody might ask, well, who can express, who has grace and peace? Every single one of us who are in Jesus Christ.
有人会问，谁可以表达出恩惠和平安？每一个在基督徒里，每一个基督徒都可以表达出恩惠和平安。
If you believe Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, and has forgiven your sins, and you have accepted that reality, and He's coming His way to gather us to the new kingdom that He's preparing for us, then the grace and peace is yours to express.
就是说，如果你是相信耶稣基督，赦免了你的罪，然后是给你带来了恩惠，你就可以把恩惠和平安带给你周边的人。
I would imagine, I've been in church for all my life, since before I was born, because I was in my mother's womb, and she was going to church.
我是在教会里面，一生都在教会里面。即使我在还没有出生的时候，我在我妈妈的母腹里面，因为她常去教会。
And I know this is a very special church, and there are many churches that I've been to. And Sunday morning is a war sometimes.
这是一个很特殊的教会，我也曾去过很多教会，有些时候即使在星期天礼拜的时候也会有很多纷争。
I don't know about this morning, but husbands, have you ever gotten mad at your wife on Sunday morning because your wife is taking too long?
我不知道是不是在发生在这个教会，有没有兄弟们，就是说是在星期天早上的时候，因为你的太太没有花很多时间准备，你会变得很。
You're sitting in your car waiting for your wife, and your wife is not coming out. You're honking your car, and she's still not out, and pretty soon you're boiling over.
有没有你坐在车里面在等你的妻子去来一起同去教会，但是你等啊等，她还是没有来，你这脾气就上来了，可能在按喇叭。
You need grace and peace to this morning.
如果这种事情发生的话，你需要恩惠和平安。
I've seen my parents on Sunday morning. You know, there's 8 of us, there's 10 of us together. We're trying to get to church. We're all getting there. My dad gets mad. My mom gets mad. You know, we need to learn about the love of Jesus Christ.And we go there, and they're all angry. But then the minute they go into the church parking lot, they're all smiles.
就说我们的家庭曾经发生了这种事情，因为有八个人，就是说有时候我的父亲会不高兴，我的母亲不高兴，可能彼此都在争执。但是一旦我们一家到了教会的停车场以后，我们的脸上都会浮出笑容。
If that's you, grace and peace to you.
如果这样是你的话，就说恩惠和平安与你归于你。
If you have new babies and you're trying to come to church and you're all ready and you're about to come and then your baby does a number and you have to go in and change and you're like 20 minutes late because of that, grace and peace to you.
如果你有个小孩子的话，就是说是在你要去教会的时候，结果他需要方便，就是你要帮小孩子换尿布，你可能会到教会要晚20分钟。如果这种情况出现，愿恩惠和平安归于你。
Your husband or your wife comes home late and because they're tired from work,And whatever reason you want to get angry, remember, speak grace and peace and bring joy in there and not anger and fight.
你的先生可能会由于工作或各方面会晚了一些到教会。如果这种情况出现的话，请你说出恩惠和平安归于你。
Your kid comes back from work or from school and he doesn't have a straight A that you want.And you want to yell at him? What happened to you? Stop playing games. Stop talking on the phone. Don't go out and dance. Grace and peace to you.
也可能你的孩子就是说在学校里面没有完全拿到 A 的成绩，你可能想对他们说停止玩游戏，就说不要出去跳舞。在这种情况，求恩惠和平安归于你。
God has amazing way of putting things together when His grace and peace overrides our life.
如果神有一个美妙的计划，如果我们让平安恩惠和平安主宰我们的生活的话。
Number one, speak grace and peace. Number two, interrupt with grace and peace.
第一个我们就说如何活出恩惠和平安，是要讲出恩惠和平安，说出恩惠和平安。另外一个就是说要用打断。
Romans chapter 8 verse 1 says this, therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
罗马书第八章说，如今那些在基督耶稣里就不定罪了。
I don't know about you, but for me, I see a lot of times people berate themselves.
我不知道你，可能有时候我是知道有大家会很多时候对自我批评十分严重。
How many play golf?
有没有谁在打高尔夫
？All right, just about four of you. This is such a holy church. No one plays golf in this church, right? I've seen it. My brothers play golf.They tee up, they get ready to hit that ball, and then they hit it, and it goes in the wrong place, lands in a lake. And then you know what they say? They say, I'm so stupid. Why did I do that? I knew that was going to happen.
其实是这是一个这我们教会里面的打高尔夫的很小，只有四个人。他说是这是一个很圣洁的教会。他就说他的兄弟Pastor Sam 的弟兄也打高尔夫球，但他把他那个球放在上面开始打的时候，结果就打歪了方向。他这个事情发生的时候，他就会说：“我为什么这么的愚蠢？我知道肯定会打歪的。”
And whenever they say that, I always go, "Why did you hit it if you knew that was going to happen?"
他们这样说的时候，我就说：“你为什么要打他？我为什么要这样击打这个球？反正你知道他要打歪。”
But I notice people do that all the time. They tell us, "I'm so stupid." If anybody else came to you and said that, you'll get mad.But for some reason, we say it to ourselves, and we're okay with it.
就是我们有时候会说，经常会说我自己很愚蠢。如果别人这样对你说的话，你会很生气。但我们自己会经常这样来指责自己。
Some people say, I cannot do this. I don't measure up to this. So-and-so is so much better than I am. How can I do this?
有些时候我们就说, 我不能够做这件事情, 别人会比我好很多, 我无论如何也不能达到这个标准。
What the Bible tells us is that, no, you're more than enough because of Jesus. What Bible tells us is that, no, you're not dumb. God has made you in beautifully and fearfully so you can achieve and do what God has called you to do because now in Christ there is no condemnation.
其实你是比你想象的要有能力很多, 是因为有耶稣基督, 你每个人都是耶稣基督, 神美妙的创造, 所以说就是说在耶稣基督里有神, 在神所呼召你做的事情, 你是可以做的。
What if we can interrupt each other when somebody says, I'm so dumb, and constantly criticize themselves, and instead you come along and you interrupt that with grace and peace?
我们彼此之间当有人说我如何愚蠢,我如何不能够的时候, 这时候你要打断他说, 恩惠平安归于你。
There's for whatever reason, there's impulse within us to not see ourselves in the way that God sees us.
不知道是什么缘故, 就是在我们内心里有一种倾向是, 没有像神那样来看到我们的能力。
And there's impulse in us that wants to compare ourselves with other people.
也有一种跟别人互相比较的这种倾向。
And we put ourselves down because we don't have what they have, we don't have what they are possessing or what they're enjoying. So we go, I'm so bad, why does this always happen to me?
我们有时候会互相比较说我没有他所拥有的东西，这样的话我们自己会感觉到很。
And in those moments, I pray that you will interrupt those moments with grace and peace of God.
在那些时候，如果出现的时候，我希望你能够祷告，愿恩惠和平安归于你。
And lastly, I believe the Bible says we are the expression of grace and peace.
最后，我觉得，圣经里面告诉我们说，我们就是恩惠和平安。
Galatians 5, verse 22-23 is a very familiar verse for us. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
加拉太书五章，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。
What happens is that when you embrace God and grace and peace, you become more loving, more joyful, more gentle, and more self-controlled. And as you get more and more into that and you bear these fruit, what you start to witness is the lack of that around you.
就是如果你在恩惠平安充满你的时候，你会有更多体现出圣灵的果子，同时的话，你也会对生活中所事情没有体现这些事情会变得更加的敏感。
When you become more loving, you begin to see how unloving people are.
当你自己变得更有爱的时候, 你可以更敏感地看出周围的事情没有爱的这种情况。
When we become more faithful, you begin to notice how unfaithful some people are.
当你更加有信实的时候, 你会对这种不是那么信实的追随主耶稣的事情。
And in those moments, God is not calling you to go somewhere where there's more faith. God is calling you to do something about that because you are to be that faithful person within that circle of unfaithfulness.
当这种事情出现的时候，神并不是要把你呼召到别的地方，而是在那个当时的情况下，在那种没有信实的情况，希望你能够体现出耶稣基督的这种信仰的真实。
So for example, you're at a church and you're like, man, this church needs that. This church should have that. That church should have that. Why is God revealing that to you and not to anybody else? Because he wants you to be the solution to that.
当你在一个教会里面说，如果教会需要这个，需要那样，这时候你要给自己一个提醒，说为什么会你有这种想法，这是神对你一个启示，说需要你来提供解决的办法。
We need more teachers in children. We need more teachers in youth. If no one sees it but you, guess what? Maybe God is calling you to go serve there so you can be that faithful, loving teacher that they all need.
我们需要有儿童事工的老师或青年事工的老师。如果别人都没有看到这种需求，而你所看到了，这就是神对你特殊的呼召，希望你能出来服侍。
In Acts chapter 14, we'll close with this. There's a beautiful scene where Paul is being commissioned to go. And the early church practice is that when somebody's commissioned to go on a mission, what they'll do is they'll put the person in the center. Church will come around, lay their hands, and pray for them.
这是使徒行传第十四章有一个很好的一个事情，就是使徒保罗要受教会的嘱托，要到外面去传福音。在当时的时候，初期的教会有一个仪式，就是这个被受托的人会坐在一个中间，大家围着他，成为一个圆圈。
The idea is that this person who is on his way, in this case, missions, sharing the gospel, the church comes around, lays grace and peace, prays for them, as if you're pushing that person into the wellspring of God's grace.
在这种情况就是使徒保罗要被受委托去宣教，大家把他放在围着他而坐，为他按手祷告，好像就是要把神的恩典和平安完完全全的传递给他。
In one sense, you're praying that this person will embody the grace and the peace of God wherever he or she goes.
从某种程度上就是说，我们要把希望这个人能够体会出恩惠和平安，不管他到什么地方去所做的任何事情，都能体会出恩惠和平安。
My friends, have you been hurt this year? Has somebody said something? Have done to you? I would like to suggest to you define that person. And the memories associated with that. And then now imagine yourself responding with the grace and peace of God.
朋友们就说今年有没有人对你造成了伤害，你可以想象这种伤害的情景，但同时让恩惠和平安来环绕着你。
I reflect on my own life and there are moments where I'm not too proud of, but there are people around me who pour grace and peace to me, and I'm able to stand here because of that.
我回想我自己的生命，在我生命的时候，有些我现在看来不是很感到骄傲的事情，但当时有弟兄能够用恩惠和平安来传达恩惠和平安给我，所以说今天我能够站在这个讲台上面。
When I turned 40, which was a long time ago now, I was going through a lot of emotions that I didn't know I was going to go through. And maybe some of you are in that age. Grace and peace to you.
在我在四十岁的时候，现在是好像很长时间以前，我有一个很多的这种情感的波动。现在有些人也可能你也是在经过这样的这种情绪的波动的时候，愿恩惠和平安与你同在。
That's really long. Mine was short. When disappointments about life and your kids and your career hits you, grace and peace to you.
当你的孩子让你感到失望，在你工作中遇到挫折，愿恩惠和平安与你同在。
And you look at your situation right now, you think, I should be here but not here, and you're disappointed at life itself, grace and peace to you.
当你看你自己的生活，你会感到有些失望，你可能觉得是我应该在另外一个地方，而不是在现在这个地方。如果这就是你的情况的话，愿恩惠平安归于你。
And maybe you're like me and lost somebody very close to your heart, and you're dealing with the emotions of that. Grace and peace to you.
也可能你像我一样，就是说是有最亲近的人最近离开。如果是这样的话，愿恩惠和平安归于你。
May the grace of peace be your reflex. May the grace and peace be your unspoken prayer. And may grace and peace dwell in your heart as you continue to journey with each other in this beautiful church.
愿恩惠和平安成为你的一种本能的反射，无声的祷告。愿恩惠和平安与你同在，也与这个教会在一起。
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning, and may the grace and peace of God that has brought us into your kingdom and reconciled us with you, may that grace and peace rest over each one of our hearts, the young and old, struggling and thriving, all of us. May we be reminded of God who declared grace and peace over us as he hung on the cross so that we may have life far beyond this world, Lord. So God, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.